Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Couple zannies in my system, got a couple girls kissing, keep winning, I can't lose. A few bitches on my line, cool. Yeah, I'm about to act a damn fool. Heart beating fast, how long will this last? Yeah, welcome to the wax room.
Side chick anthem. Valentine's Day just passed. We back. What y'all do for Valentine's Day? Nobody, nothing. Nobody had no plans, nothing.
I was on a plane.
Ain't no Valentine's around here, B. Nah.
Every chick was playing this the other day.
I did go to the gym on Valentine's Day, and no female was in there, actually. Not one.
Like,
not
another.
And the gym is busy, like 5, 6 o'clock in the evening. Not one female was in the gym. So I guess everybody had dates already. You know, I don't know
right. What it is.
Folks will be giving love 365.
Yeah, man, we back. We've been gone for a couple weeks now. It's the Wax Room. It's your host with the most, Tevo Jones. To my left, Germ.
What's up? It's Germ's World out here. Y'all already know what it is.
Right. You already know what it is. And in the background, you probably hear Dre's late ass coming in. Late as fuck. And then across from me, man, we got it's my family right here, man. This nigga has known me since... Like you said last night, since I've been drinking out of fucking sippy cup.
Hey.
The homie, straight from L.A.
What up, Cali? What up, New York?
Louis MacArthur.
What up, baby?
He's everywhere, B.
Everywhere. This nigga is everywhere. We're going to get into that show. We got to talk about what this nigga been doing here recently. Talk to the people, Dre. You late as fuck, man. Nigga. We mad at you,
man.
Right now.
Yeah, because I just had a fight with my cab driver. I made him stop the whole meter like a mile before we got here. Because I told him to take me. I said, take me to the World Trade Center. Bro went all the way around to the bottom of the island. Ooh. And back around. I told Tevin I was pulling up like 15 minutes
he
ago.
He did, bro. He did. I said, fuck it. We starting right now.
I thought I was going to be the late one today.
Yo, check it out. We just did a feature for WelcomeToSaturdaySchool.com. It was dope. This was the best day of thrifting I've ever had.
Ever?
It's getting spooky. Ever.
So, uh-oh. A lot of heat coming to HalseyPark.com.
Bruh.
So much.
Bruh.
We went $600 in today.
Yeah, bro, we ready.
Say no more. I like the sound of that.
So, like I said, bro, we've been going for a minute. It's a lot for us to cover. A lot of shit happened. All I've been seeing on social media the past fucking 72 hours is Black Panther.
Wakanda
yeah. Shit.
Wakanda.
Yeah.
You already know. I haven't seen it yet.
If you not woke, if you haven't seen that movie, by Sunday, we taking your black card.
All right, hold on.
You got till Sunday to watch that movie, bro.
It's President weekend, so like you got to give us the Monday because mine's at 3:45 on Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's a long weekend.
Well, you should see it by twice. But if we got a holiday weekend,
say no more. That's what it is.
Well,
I'm going on Sunday.
Sure. I'm in a tough situation, guys.
We'll give you a free pass.
My lady's in L.A.
Oh. Come with the bros. Come.
I'm already kind of pressed because it's NBA weekend. NBA weekend.
Come Monday with me, bro. Come Monday with me, bro. Then go next weekend with the lady.
I'm already sweating a little bit.
I'm there. Sunday. After brunch. I'm there. I can't wait. I'm going to be in all black. Got my Black Love is Magic shirt. I'm about to go buy me
Black Love is Magic.
I'm about to go buy me one of them like Pierre Black Panther hats. I'm going in on that. Black sunglasses.
Lou, you don't see it twice.
I done seen that thing twice. I went in there like 1963. Like a Black Panther party with the beret on, the black glasses, leather jacket, leather gloves, like power to the people. Yeah. I had so much attitude in that thing.
Man, let me just give a brief synopsis of what my nigga Lou been doing out here in L.A., man. I don't see this nigga in videos with Kendrick Lamar, K. Michelle, on stage with Kanye.
Lessons.
Like, this nigga is all over the place. Commercials with Nike, like,
listen.
Me and this nigga come from the same place, man. So right. It's good to see niggas like come from small towns like me, Dre. And we all come from the same city, so like when we see shit like that, it inspires us.
Right.
Yeah, it's all love, man. But it just show you that God will make rooms for your gifts. Mm, and we all gifted right, kings, man. We got things for this world to do. So he going to all align us together. He'll make room for our gifts to get manifested at any right. level.
So if y'all listening to this podcast, I want y'all to do y'all research. I want y'all to go to the Kendrick Lamar video, the Be Humble. And y'all can see the bald dude. It's like thousands of bald heads. Bald heads up. I want y'all to see that. That's Lewis right there.
Hold so, up,
but,
bitch.
But I want. Can you take a moment and just kind of break down like how that process kind of worked? At least share what you can share about like how that all came together and how you even ended up into that situation.
Working with TDE was an opportunity that kind of spurred from K. Michelle, right. the same casting director. Hashtag E. Mills did it. Mm-hmm. It's about relationships. Somebody who I booked when I worked with K. Michelle and her second sophomore album. He gave me an opportunity to kind of follow through with some art direction, creativity.
Right.
And when you're just ready and available and you there for the moment, things align itself. So I was just there working in art direction. I kind of just worked around my crafts and worked with all my gifts and talents. And somehow I got maximized about a 5 to 10 second clip that's been all over the world, all on medias, all on social medias, and still mm-hmm. thriving right now.
Because it's crazy. Because the very first time I seen the video, I noticed you.
Yeah,
I got a notification on because I get YouTube notifications. It said Kendrick Lamar has dropped a new video. I was like, oh shit, I ain't heard from Kendrick. Like, what the fuck going on? So I was like, I go straight to YouTube. I watch it. First time I watch it. I said, wait, hell no. Nah. Is that fucking Lou right there? So I double take, I pause and shit. So I called this nigga immediately.
Yeah.
So he answers the phone like, yo. I'm like, so you in the Humble video? He's like, first thing this nigga say, oh, it dropped?
Yeah, I'm like, it's crazy. All those hands, all those images. That's why I tell you, man, your gifts will make room for you because of all those faces. It's just prominent all over the world, from South Africa, Europe, people, friends, and classmates. Like, what's up? You working with Kendrick? And it's just like, wow, 5 and 10 seconds in the clip, just your gifts will make room for you.
That's
bro.
Love. That's consistent. Love. That's big love.
You've been staying busy. Like, I've been seeing you take, you've been in a lot of photo shoots. You model. Like, how do you control it all and keep a balance? You know what I'm saying?
Especially in LA.
I think as artists, we all have one major talent. And so I think you should have a major and a minor. So you have one major talent that you got, and that's your bread and butter. You take that bread and butter and you milk it as much as you can. So when you get to a place where you set, then you can work on other things you're gifted and talented at as well. So I went about that way, working on what my bread and butter was, which was modeling. And then I branched off into acting and voiceover and art direction and creative direction and other things I was talented at. I think as artists, and sometimes we go in there and people want to do everything all at once, and you can't do everything all at once.
Right.
You kind of find your bread. You can find your bread and butter. You multiply on it. You get a report. You get it solid in it, and then you start milking on other things that you can resource avenue. And that's how you get, like they say, 7 streams of income. I don't just want 7 streams. I want like 14. So like, if 2 pop off, I still got 7.
Right.
So I think it's just kind of just like maximizing where my bread and butter was, and then jumping off that platform and then not deviating from it, but still using that too, but then going into other tangents of things where I was gifted at and not trying to do multiple things all at once.
Right.
And it all kind of just flow together. That's when you know it's above you. When you mm-hmm. align vertically,
yep, there you go.
You align yourself Tell vertically, them. Everything else horizontally will fall into place. So Absolutely. I just kind of just align myself more so vertically, and everything horizontal is kind of just sets its stone one in front of the other.
Life Gym Lou. That's what it is.
I love it.
That's why I brought my nigga on here. He constantly dropping me gems.
It's a blessing to be here and just to see y'all and just to be around some young men. We all men. We all thrive in industry, but people who I've seen grow up and evolve and do great things. And I know we all have great things for the world. And just to be able to be a light and be in here is a blessing because we all is together.
For sure.
It's blessings all around
us. Yes,
I already know what it is.
So what was it like working with Kanye, man? I know you got to be on stage with Kanye. So, that's always a dream of mine, just even get the chance to meet Kanye. So even to get a chance to like collaborate with him like creatively, I can't even imagine.
Kanye was one of my most favorite experience, if that's a word. You wouldn't think I graduated cum laude.
It's a word in the wax room. Yeah. Shout out to Ohio State.
Hey, Buckeye fam, the Ohio State. But Kanye was dope, man. They were like, don't look at him in his eyes. Don't say what's up. It was like weird.
Don't look at him in his eyes.
What's weird? But as soon as
like he's
I got,
Darth Vader or some shit.
I got on set, he's like, what's up? And I'm like, can I talk? Like, yeah, let's talk. But it was just good vibes. And it really just was amazing to be around a creative genius and around someone who I had admired for so long. I messed with The College Dropout. Right.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
Mm. 808s and Heartbreaks was a tour I worked with. So I hadn't even really paid attention to that tour. They say 808s and Heartbreaks is like the best album of all time because it introduced a new wave of music with auto-tune and stuff. So just to be a part of that, his creative aesthetic, and just to go through it, it was just like a blessing, man. Like, again, it showed me how you get placed into room and how to maximize.
All right. Man, I like that you bring that up because, I mean, me and Tevin was having a conversation like about the end of this week. It was like, Tevin was like, you know, who am I going to bring on? Who am I going to bring on to the wax room? Like, we was like, well, I don't know. And it just happened that this all just kind of aligned that you was in town.
God,
like,
bro, right. Yeah, that's what crazy. It is. God,
you know what I'm saying?
That's like, what it is.
It just so happened.
Be in the right place at the right time. You know what I'm saying? As long as your values are always in the right place, things are going to work out for you.
Big fat show.
And then to circle all the way back to Black Panther, I know you did some work on Black Panther too. And I know you said that you feel like you could have, you know, capitalized on that a little bit more, but you're still grateful to be involved.
Minor snippets of just working with stunts and just extra work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just lets you know. It's just that same thing what Kendrick told me back in March of 2017. Be humble and just embrace the moment and just focus on why you in the room and don't focus on why not me, why I ain't the star, why I ain't a lead role. But just be humble and appreciative that you actually in the room and be prayed up and just know that God is putting you there to show you how to vision things, to show you what to look for, to show you what to pray for, to show you how to what you even can even accomplish type thing. So just to be in present and just being in that moment and just in the now for us as a people, Black people, just winning and just rising. It's just like we woke as fuck right now. Ooh, if you ain't woke, then you doing something wrong.
Right. Yeah. Some people are too woke though.
Some
people need a little rest.
Yeah, some do.
I need a nap.
I will say people are too woke, but There's never too woke,
right,
in my opinion.
No, it is not
if you are protective against what you know is wrong. Like it's a certain shield that we just have established, and some have established a harder shield than others.
I feel like too woke is a term for white America. It just means radical.
it's like white supremacy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can be woke, but you can't be that woke. No, we just radical.
I think the thing is about too woke, I think it is, it's like when you can tell something is not authentic. And that's when you're like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's not authentic. It's not true. Like, I understand.
Because some people dig for shit that ain't there.
Okay, yeah.
I say too woke.
I was talking about that the other day. I was like, I think there are situations where people look for racism.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
saying. In places where there's not racism, but there at the same time, there is a certain presence of just they're just not aware of what they're doing. Like, you know. Some white people just don't know what they're doing or saying is racist.
It's some too woke shit out here.
But when it comes back to this album,
hey my loves.
But when it comes back to this Black Panther,
would you join me in boycotting?
Like, I didn't pay my subscription this month, Monique.
I can't help you boycott.
But when it comes to too woke for Black Panther, I'm out here for it.
I'm here for it.
Because I mean, like, think about it. There was a time when Black people couldn't go inside of a movie theater.
And then we had to sit in the balcony.
Let alone be in the movie itself.
Yeah.
And then you talking about the biggest movie company in the world goes to Ryan Coogler, gives him $200 million and says,
have
make
fun.
Magic.
Enjoy.
With an almost all Black cast.
Mm-hmm.
A blockbuster film.
Amazing.
By all Black people. I mean, it's just like seeing Barack Obama accept his seat as President of the United States.
I think the next step is like a all Black like production company, like an all Black Marvel, like a Tyler Perry taking, like, having like a Black Panther, you know what I mean? Like, where it's all Black.
Well, dude, that he did the Beyonce, what is it, the crazy movie where the girl was stalking Beyonce's wife.
Temptation or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's
Temptation.
What it's
he did he did Girls Trip.
Maybe.
What's his name? I can't even think of his name. But he's going that direction.
Who you talking about? The guy who did Black Panther?
Coogler?
Not Coogler.
Who you talking
he's
about?
He's gonna be the he's gonna be the Black Spielberg.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
He's only 31, bro.
Yeah. And this is really like his third big movie because Fruitvale Station, Creed.
Fruitvale is epic.
And then whatever
seen Fruitvale,
you know what I'm saying? They gave him the keys young. I'm super excited. I just love the way that Black people are going out in numbers for this movie because now Hollywood's seeing the importance of the Black dollar.
Yeah, and we have to consistently stay on that wave. Like right. We also have to consistently support like Black films, Black producers, Black directors, right. And Black actors, so that right. We can continuously see this on films and continuously become blockbuster hits. And don't let it just be like a fad type thing. Right, let's just right, all go right. Out for this Black Panther movie, but don't go out for the next.
That's what I'm hoping. That's why I'm a little skeptical.
It has to be
like,
consistency mm-hmm. Across, nowadays, across the platform.
People, the way people are like are hardwired, like. We'll be all Black Panthers out for the whole month, and then
right.
Come March 15th, we right. Don't forget about it.
I feel that.
Right, yeah. Because there are a lot of Black movies that aren't made for the mainstream yeah. Audience to receive.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make those movies not as good, and we should support them the same way. You know what I'm saying?
They target, like, it's because, like, they're not international markets. They don't target international markets. Like, you guys haven't seen Black Panther, but they open up in South Korea. Black Panther and Marvel strategically place their work in areas and demographics where mm-hmm. They can reach different people and people that's not right. Normally reached for our minority market. So it has to just be a system where we're placing movies in markets where we can get that exposure, yeah. Like the Asias, like the Europes, because mm-hmm. A lot of times that's where it matters with the money. That's where they're paying for things. They're bootlegging shit in America.
100%. They're paying
$5 for a book for a DVD. Right. It's like, how can you get the movie sold out in Europe, in Asia, yep. In China, and around the world it. Type thing? And that's what Black Panther right. Is doing right now. And that is hashtag Black excellence.
I right. Love it. And then you got these like Uncle Tom ass comments with people talking about why y'all wearing dashikis and all black. And I'm just like, well, Harry Potter.
Nobody says shit about you.
You go to a Harry yeah. Potter movie release,
and I'm the biggest Harry Potter.
Everybody got lightnings on their foreheads right. And scarves and
with
capes.
The wine, man.
I mean,
Star
like
Wars.
You know what I'm saying? Give us our
Star
moment.
Wars. Right. Yeah,
give us our moment. We shining on our moment.
Embrace
they went. They, did y'all see the video? So they went into the movie theater and they was playing drums.
On the Congo,
I saw one. They was giving out plates of food in there.
I seen that too. It was some wings.
They was frying.
Yo, who sanctioned this?
Outside of the movie theater in Birmingham, Alabama, they was frying fish.
Hey. Yo,
that's what I love.
They had a whole fall festival centered around Black Panther.
I love us.
Man, that's what's up, man. While we on the topic of Hollywood, y'all seen this Quincy Jones shit? This nigga got 22 girlfriends at 85 years old.
Right.
How?
Quincy Jones
was wild.
He dropped so many secrets.
He dropped like,
who the fuck was fucking everybody?
Richard Pryor fucked him. I just know that.
It's all I'm going to say about Quincy Jones. He told a lot of people secrets, but he didn't say shit about himself.
He showed it. They said he tried to fuck Tupac.
Period. He didn't say shit That's about what he did. That. That's all I got to say about Quincy.
I'm gonna stay on that.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I can't remember. It's slipping my mind right now.
He said Michael Jackson. He was saying Michael Jackson wasn't even like.
He was saying he stole tracks. He stole songs from people. Like I even saw. He said he stole. He snipped Smooth Criminal from Donna Summers.
Yeah. Aren't all like the best like artists?
Here's my thing.
Steal a little bit.
I think it's completely disrespectful to shade dead people.
That part.
Nah, yeah,
they're fucking dead.
100%.
Like you should only if somebody dead, you should only talk about the good.
I agree with that. For
and
real.
Then you talking about him stealing lyrics
well,
and stuff.
Depending on who you are.
You was his producer. So you allowed it to happen. And then you're talking about it after this man is gone.
Bro, he said Marlon Brando was fucking everybody.
Everybody.
Including Richard Pryor.
Including. And you heard what his wife said.
His wife. I mean, how you feel about that? I don't know.
Richard Pryor is dead, bro.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor, if you look, go back to his old stand up, he said in some of his stand ups that he was like on some like.
Hey,
shit,
the information was put out there. I'm just asking for thoughts and comments.
The biggest thought I have with that is A. Is Mike Epps going to be bisexual in the biopic? That's gonna get the, that's gonna get the Oscar.
I'm waiting for it.
Is he gonna, is he gonna, is he gonna take it that far?
Hey, that mindset
crossed my mind.
I like that. I like that mindset. I like that.
What, is it, is this going to play into this film?
That movie,
because it's coming.
They've been teasing it for a minute.
For 4 years now. I've seen on Twitter.
I saw that man the hair at the barbershop. He said he's going to freebase cocaine. He's going to do it all. He's going to do everything Richard Dunn. Wow. That was like 2 years ago. So I, that
that's
came
what I'm saying. They've been talking about this movie for a while.
That's my, that's my thought on
they
it.
They've been talking about that, the Mike Tyson movie.
A lot of good biopics.
The Mike Tyson. Jamie Foxx is going to kill that.
More black films for people to support.
Black essence, baby.
Yeah. What about the Uncle Drew?
Oh yeah,
that
drops.
Shit look like it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, man,
that shit like it's gonna be funny.
June, is it June 5th or something like that?
See, it's this summer. You know, today we were just talking about like how they took a cultural moment, something that began off of social media, off of off of like a little branding campaign.
Didn't Pepsi pick it up first?
Yeah, and just turned it into something
a movie that's dropping in theaters, not like not a Netflix, straight to Netflix. Like, even though Netflix is doing big shit,
so this is Kyrie's Ray Allen moment.
Yeah. I like the way that the basketball players are utilizing their money and investing back into the arts. You know what I mean? It shows how it all ties in together, how we all working together on all platforms, athletics, arts, the industry, entertainment, it all ties in together. We all have to work together. It's all teamwork. You can't do it by yourself. It takes a village, bro. So I like to see Kyrie doing that. LeBron just got a green light on some, a couple of films too.
Speaking of LeBron, did y'all see like the what the news lady said about LeBron yesterday about
Shut up and dribble.
Okay, yeah,
let's go back to this Black Panther stuff when you talk about that, because this is why Black people are so excited about a movie like this coming out.
Right.
Is because you're now getting a look into what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Why we get so excited about this is because our culture is being put out in the forefront, and we are being able to have an opportunity to speak on these things. And same thing, like, it's slave-like talk. Like, they want us to sit here and be obedient and just abide by the rules that they try to set forth. LeBron, y'all know how I feel about LeBron. Y'all know how I feel about LeBron, but I'm supporting LeBron.
Right, you got to.
You know what I'm saying? Because
he's a fucking hater.
He's more than a basketball player.
100%.
He's more than a basketball player.
100%. So I feel like you should fuck with him because of that.
The way he handles business within basketball, that's another
thing. He just has the power that every other player wish they had.
Okay.
And the resources, financially, to make it happen.
So are we going to talk about the trades?
Let's come back to the church. Matter of fact, let me play a joint.
It's a lot of juice, y'all.
Just so much happened, man.
We in the rats room, baby.
I just think LeBron needs to handle his situations when it comes to basketball related business a lot different. Right. He needs to mimic what he does in his social business and his personal investments. He needs to mimic that in his basketball business, because he's making a lot of enemies in the NBA. And sure, he's the best player ever, and it doesn't matter. He ain't got no friends or whatever. But like, man, you never know when you're gonna need somebody. And a lot
but
of people
is that,
jaded against
is that a case where his work will ultimately speak for itself, no matter how much you are the villain?
And with LeBron,
your work is
going
to speak for itself, because he may have got himself to a platform where he can be that kind of, he can have that kind of attitude, really.
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
This thoughts. I feel you.
There's some dark skeletons over there.
Oh my God. I'm gonna play a joint.
He might have some Pete Rose type shit coming.
Oh my God. I'm gonna play a joint. And then when we come back, man, we're gonna talk about NBA. We're gonna talk about guys playing video.
It's All Star Weekend, man. It's a lot going on, y'all.
New Chris Rock. All that shit, man. We're gonna go into this Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It? J. Cole remix.
Yes.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone. Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a
box of positives, it's a plus, love. As the tribe flies high like a dove. That flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. It's the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
That was Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It, J. Cole remix. Yo, man, this video, man.
Hey, shout out to Drake.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Ain't been too many videos that I've heard, I mean, that I've seen, where, like, I actually got, like, real chill.
I got chill, real live goosebumps, bro, like, on everything. It was, like, it was so much just, like, inspiration in that video on stuff that I want to do in life, bro. Right. Man.
So I saw some hate. I saw, of course,
it's always hate.
You always gonna see hate,
especially when it comes to Drake. It's always some hate.
People was definitely coming at him like, just saying, yeah, like,
why you recording all this? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So, and I feel that same way to a degree on people doing charitable acts.
Right.
Like, should it be recorded or not? Like, does it mean it's as genuine? Right. But I, because Drake is in the position that he is,
right,
and because of who he is,
right,
and because of the kind of narrative it's going to push into the community,
that positivity
in the way that he did it, I don't see anything wrong with it.
I feel you. I agree. 110%.
So it was seen in a good light. It was done tastefully.
And even if it was for publicity, he's still helping people. Like,
right.
I don't
understand. Can't take that away from him. Like, you can't take that away from him. And it's
so much other shit he could have done with that 990 some thousand. He could have did a fucking video in DOA and gave all the fucking money to strippers, but instead he's giving it to kids. He's giving it to people who need it.
It's always hate somewhere.
Went and, like, bought everybody's groceries at a grocery store. Like,
and that should be like, well, like people like learn from this though. Like, you can't please everybody no matter what you do. So, like, just do it. Just
no matter,
like,
what you do.
Like, do it out your heart with pure intention, and just hope for the best. Pray for the best.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that,
people always have something to say, whether you're doing good or bad. Just make sure they give them something to talk about.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, I really liked it, man. I think it's the video of the year so far, for sure.
I agree.
It's amazing.
The kind, I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier. It was just simple things can go a long way. And that was simple, exactly. Straight to the point. It was like, let's help people. Let's put it in the music video. It's better than showing a whole bunch of people, like you said, like strippers or.
We see that every day anyway. So, I mean, something, like, different. Something new. Yeah, something refreshing.
It's something different. And I'm just telling you, black people are just moving correctly right now.
Hey, I'm loving it, yo. I'm loving it.
But like I also said, we got a small window.
Don't lose the momentum, y'all.
Our time.
How
is
small?
Our time is small? Right now. We got 5 to 10 years.
I don't even think it's that long.
I was gonna say, you think it's that long?
I don't even know. Maximize it like right now.
I mean,
now.
If you think about the laws that the government's trying to put in place to once again disenfranchise black people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
My man said they taking food stamps away. Not mama, no.
You
know what I'm saying? But look at it.
White people use food stamps than black people. I just want to throw that out there as a fact.
That's true as well.
But that's the thing about it, though, is the people that support Trump don't realize that Trump is creating an agenda against them.
The support.
The people that support Trump don't even realize what he's even doing.
Right. See, you think about it. Look about it. You cut access to health care, and then you turn around, cut off food stamps. So the people can't afford, you know, quality food. They get sick. They don't have the health care. They die. Right. He's basically killing people off in the most complex way.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, man.
But you know, people, the hospitals and the big industries, they get paid when people die.
Facts.
So that's crazy too.
The more people you bring in, the more the hospital get paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the funeral industry.
Yeah.
The money.
So that's just big corporations winning. Money. So maybe it all ties in together, you know?
Right. Fuck yeah.
So. Yeah, it does. They got to work together to make sure that they funnel in that money, and they don't care about if people's lives are at stake.
Nope.
Killing people makes more money than fine. They're going to do it. Right? You think there's not a cure for cancer with all the research and technology and science in the world, and they've been working on that for years and there's no cure? I don't believe that.
There is a cure if you got the money for it.
You got the money, and that money is like, you got crazy money, because I've seen rich people die from cancer. You got to have money.
Because I come from a research university, The Ohio State, and I remember back then. The Ohio State University. I remember back then they was like researching it and coming up with stem cells and traveling to other countries and producing plants that actually had the cure for cancer, and all of a sudden it went non-existent.
Right.
So I think those research methods and stuff like that are only accessible to those who have the money to get it. So it's just the society we live in.
For sure.
I mean, even not just cancer, like HIV, like every day I see Magic Johnson walking around, I'm shocked.
I don't think he got it no more.
He don't got it.
He got the money to get it.
He's so healthy.
That's a prime example. He got the money.
He more healthy than me, my nigga.
Yeah.
Right. Walking around like he ain't got no worries.
He
like,
ain't lost 1 pound.
Ain't lost nothing. An inch.
He's had HIV for
ever.
25 years.
Probably longer than some of you. 25
years. For over 25 years.
For over 25 years. Eazy had HIV for 3 months and was dead.
Nigga, what? Dunzo.
Hey, RIP too.
Yeah. Dunzo. I mean, you know how it is. Money talks.
Absolutely.
Money talks. Money can get you out of any bind, can get you out of any disease.
You know what I'm saying?
No matter what it is, you'll be good. But damn, you see my nigga Lou got out the city for All-Star weekend.
Yeah,
you know, man. It's All-Star weekend, and you know, niggas were thinking, like, I'm going to stay put, but nah.
It's already traffic. What the hell I'm going to stay in the
traffic? Extra traffic. Yeah, I mean, like.
I think you got to know your lane. You got to know your ways. And exciting as All-Star weekend may be for some people, it ain't where I'm vibrating my highest frequency. Right. It ain't my creative platform. So it was good. It was better for me to make a career move and come to New York for a couple of weeks and not focus the hype of All-Star weekend. Hey, I think that's how we grow as artists.
Lou, you say you won't go to All-Star weekend until you what? In the celebrity game, right?
I want
to
be in the celebrity game on the court.
Hey, y'all heard it here, right here first.
I'm going to just be in the audience watching.
Right. Getting a check to be
there. I mean, that's how I used to be about award shows. I said I would never watch award shows until I was actually there. But now that I started, you know, venturing off into blogging, it was kind of important for me to watch award shows.
Yeah, I watch them. I don't want to go, though.
You know what I'm saying?
So we at the, I guess it's a little bit past the midway point of the NBA season now. What we seeing? What y'all thinking going on?
Warriors in seven against, Warriors in five against whoever.
How you go from seven to five?
Sorry, I misspoke. Warriors in five against whoever.
Warriors in six against the Cavs. Because the Cavs look real good. Hey, the Cavs look spooky right now.
Not even close. At first, they were getting swept. Now they got one game.
They look spooky right now.
Warriors in five.
Warriors in six.
Warriors in five, they'll play six against the Rockets.
A five-game sweep?
They'll play six against the Rockets.
I got that going in game seven, actually.
No.
Six.
Nope.
I'm telling y'all. Hey, y'all.
Not enough.
The Warriors don't play the Rockets like that.
It's not about playing the Rockets. It's about realizing these motherfuckers are the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, they're still going to win. They just didn't go to game seven, though. That's all I'm saying.
Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, who we just watched score the easiest 50 points that I've ever seen. me and Jerm stayed
the whole
up
game,
and watched the whole game. It went to 1 o'clock, and we was like, this is the easiest 50 points I've ever seen anybody get.
Bro, he was so silky with it. Like,
he should have had 53, but his foot stepped out of bounds on that last
big
three.
Facts. And shout out to Dame Lillard, because he had, what, like 44 or 46?
Dame Lillard with mayhem.
Dame
okay, let me ask you this, Tevo. Jerm doesn't think Dame Lillard is a superstar. He said he's just a star.
He's just because he's never been on a winning team.
But he don't have the squad.
He don't. He, he's a He's a superstar for that team.
Right.
For sure.
CJ McCollum is your second best player.
CJ McCollum's a star.
You can't call everybody a superstar. It's only like six or seven superstars in the league. And that's
it's more.
Superstars?
What makes you a superstar?
Dame Lillard's a superstar.
I can tell you what makes you a superstar. If you can like gravitate, like have a whole team just gravitate towards you and
they don't do that for Dame?
They do. He's their superstar, bro.
I feel like they don't. I feel like he's the star of the team, but you have CJ McCollum right there. He's
a star. My dog just dropped 48. My dog just dropped 46 to beat the best team in the NBA. All right,
so I'm gonna tell y'all my superstars, and y'all just tell me if Dame fits in this list. Russell Westbrook, KD, superstar. Steph Curry.
Superstar.
LeBron James.
Superstar.
Megastar. Kawhi Leonard.
Superstar.
Anthony Davis.
Davis. I ain't got Boogie up there as superstar
That's
yet.
That's crazy.
Talent-wise, Boogie's That's a superstar. Crazy. But as me,
best center in the NBA.
Listen to what I'm saying. Talent. Just because you got the talent doesn't mean you're a superstar. That's what I want y'all to understand. Superstar is more about having the talent, like carrying the organization on your back.
Anthony Davis, he ain't carried them nowhere.
Yeah,
Anthony Davis has been to the playoffs. He's a fucking superstar, though. No,
Marcus Cousins is too.
He been to the playoffs one time.
If he's a superstar, that's more.
One time is more than Boogie Cousins. Just want to let you know.
Boogie Cousins has been to the playoffs.
No, he's never been to the playoffs.
He's never been.
You can only be a superstar if you go to the playoffs.
No.
Okay.
No.
Your point is invalid.
No.
I think you got to.
I don't think he's there yet.
I think you can be a superstar without being a good leader because. I think Westbrook is a superstar, but that doesn't translate to wins.
What you mean? He had 50 last year by himself.
He gets wins, bro.
Man.
He had 50.
All right, here we go.
He gets wins, bro.
Here we go.
I ain't
even going to try to turn your podcast into a sports debate.
I'm just saying he does. He gets wins.
With KD?
Yeah, he did get wins.
He did. They went to the finals,
B. Take KD out.
And they still was the 4 or 5 seed last year.
He got Paul George and Melo. And
they still like a 5 seed. They still like a 5 right now.
And the West tough.
And you add Paul George and Melo and you still.
Melo doesn't count. Melo doesn't count.
Melo. Melo gets buckets.
He doesn't count.
18 points a game.
He doesn't count.
Playing his role.
But you can get 18 points a game, but if you're not making an impact, like I feel like his 18 is just like.
He's pressed the floor.
He's on the court for 45 minutes. Of course, 18 points.
I mean, but if you're on the court and you make people. Pay attention to
he
you
doesn't.
At a certain
he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's open every he's, time and he misses.
No, he spreads the floor. Like you have to account for Carmelo Anthony
on
the court.
Yes, sir. You gotta guard him.
So that matters. Like I don't care. Like if somebody's on the court and we're like, oh, this guy's on the court, make sure y'all paying attention to him.
If you're not
Absolutely. You affect the game.
If you're not Roberson, you could be that's the only person in the whole entire NBA who can be on the court and you have to guard. Everybody else you gotta guard at somewhat. Roberson's the only person in the whole league that you don't have to guard.
He's definitely like up there. You ain't got to even think about it.
I don't even know why Roberson continues to play.
I don't know. I'm searching for
Unfortunately, and I don't wish bad on nobody, I think that injury is the end of Roberson's career.
Nah.
He's not getting back on the court.
NBA is all politics.
He's not getting back.
Yeah, he's somebody cousin, somebody nephew.
All right. Before we get off this, I'm going to talk about the Lakers one time. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about IT going to L.A.?
He talking shit, getting ejected, throwing shots at LeBron. Somebody gonna body slam his little ass. Rondo about had a mollywop.
He's a riddle.
I feel like the whole Lakers franchise is like an episode on Love and Hip Hop.
I'm saying though.
And why exactly, man?
LeVar talking crazy. LeVar, you know, he's still talking at the side of his
head. Is LeBron going to LA?
If
Fuck
LeBron,
no.
Why not?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Man, right. We're not talking
why
about
Why not?
Bro, listen.
Why
bro.
Not?
It's about money, so like, why not?
He wants to win.
What?
If LeBron Lewis, what wants to get a ring.
It's about money, so why not?
If LeBron wants to get a ring, he would not go to the Lakers.
Nobody's beating the Warriors.
Is it about.
So at this point, unless he goes to Golden State, it's not about winning.
Is it about winning or is it about just getting set for getting your family and yourself set for life?
That's a good question. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, my dog got three rings.
Yeah, he got rings.
He already got three.
He's already set for life, though.
He's already top two of all time. No debate. All
right, so
there is a debate.
If he's already set for life,
so the thing is
about LeBron being top two of all time?
There is a debate.
So who's above LeBron and Jordan? Nobody.
Kareem.
Get the fuck out of here.
Kareem stat wise is up there, but you gotta just go as like, man,
we're talking basketball player. I'm sorry, to me to be the best basketball player on earth, you gotta be able to dribble. you gotta be able to dribble.
I ain't mad at that.
Shaq can never be in that conversation.
If you have one shot that nobody could
That's true.
guard
the Sky Hook.
That's one thing.
He has the most points in NBA history.
He does.
That's one thing.
Respect. He played 55 years, though, but he does.
He got 6 rings.
Respect.
5 MVPs. 3 NCAA championships.
Ooh, goddamn, Kareem.
LeBron would have swept the NCAA championship.
But he did it, so don't
come the Ohio State.
I'm telling you facts. You talking about would have.
I'm just saying.
I'm giving you facts. I'm sorry, but LeBron. Kareem's the second best player of all time. I'm sorry. I mean, that's all it is to it.
No, not over LeBron.
LeBron can get in at 3.
LeBron is above Kareem easy, and I hate LeBron.
Like the best two players that play the game is Jordan and LeBron, but Magic is technically like
Magic's up there, but
he's up there.
Magic can't shoot.
That's what I'm saying. LeBron does everything. Jordan does everything.
He does.
Kareem don't do everything.
At his time, he did everything.
Kareem has a resume. Right.
Kareem came from an era, did they even have a 3-point line?
Not at the beginning, not when he first
came. You know what I mean? So he was doing literally everything.
Did he shoot a shot outside 15 feet?
Hey, but you got a Scott Hood that can't nobody guard.
That's one move, though. That doesn't make you.
If can't nobody guard it,
that makes you.
If you can do a move every time,
that makes you the best Scott Hooker of all time.
Yes, nigga.
Okay, yeah. But that doesn't make you the best basketball player of all time.
I mean,
if you got 5 MVPs, it do.
That's like a kind of dude.
Like Chris Johnson. Me personally, I don't think he's a good running back, but he's the fastest person on the field, so therefore nobody can catch him.
If Chris Johnson had 5 MVPs, he'd probably be the best running back of all time.
That's true.
That's all it is to that. But let me get into another joint, man.
Did we talk about the trades?
Which trade?
LeBron, you talking about
the blue?
We talk about IT. We talk about what Cleveland got in return, though.
Okay, so Cleveland flipped 6 players. For four.
Rodney Hood, Clarkson, Larry Nance, and George Hill.
Let me ask you a question, Tevo. You are Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling after all that?
LeBron kicked your ass out.
No, they asked him.
He agreed. He said, let him go.
So he had a choice. They said your role's gonna be diminished. Do you want a chance to go back to Miami? He said yes. I think that was pure respect because they didn't have to do that. They could have sent his ass to motherfucking Atlanta.
Anyway.
That's true. That's facts.
Or anywhere, Orlando. But they say, we're going to send you back home for a fucking second round pick in 2022.
I just think it's funny that
LeBron cried to get that team and then just blew him up after
that. That's LeBron for you. That is LeBron James right there. That's
the NBA. Bent the trading rules to make that happen.
Because Utah, there's no way I'm trading. Crowder and Derrick Rose, who they waived as soon as the trade happened for Rodney Hood.
I'm not doing that. How did they get George Hood?
George Hill.
Rodney Hood, like
Larry Ness and Clarkson.
I kind of get the Lakers.
I get that, yeah,
motive,
for sure.
But IT. For Larry Nance and Clarkson, this shit makes my hair hurt to even think about.
It's
bro.
Cool.
Man, Clarkson is going to be a beast.
The Cavs are better because they're better defensively. They're younger.
They're younger. They're more athletic.
How long before Clarkson starts? I'm tired of seeing him on the bench.
He's not taking George Hill's spot because George Hill
he's a good bench player.
He can lead the team. George Hill can lead the team.
Why can't he take JR's spot?
He'll still play 30-something minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
He should take JR's spot.
He'll still play.
Hey, JR been hooping since the trade, though. He's been hooping.
Crazy.
I seen JR dunk on like 2 people since the trade. He's been going
out of his mind since the trade, for sure.
Man, I don't know.
JR stopped smoking the tree and said, fuck him, play basketball.
He's still on that. He's still on that.
Right.
But let me get into this joint, man. Then, when we come back, man, we're going to talk about new music that has dropped since we've been gone, man. See what we fucking with, what we not fucking with. Let's get into some 97 shit. Young G's, Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, Biggie.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Out of this world like Mars, when I spit these bars, come fuck with these stars, up in luxury cars, we built them radars to stay free from the cops, crucial choices to make like AC at a drop, when we gon' stop, shit man, never my squad go broke, Your squad artichoke. Watch your circle vanish like cigar smoke. Ain't no joke when your ones don't show. Nigga, I know. Might say been there, done that like Dre. Through hard work, I earned a vote. Promise God to never look back or I turn to salt. Got nice watches, nice cars, nice bitches and rings. Guess it's safe to say a nigga like me got nice things. Can't relate to motherfuckers who ain't got no cake. When you all fucked up and can't get no break. When your fake ass friends don't help you out when you need it. Be on some real bullshit, politely tell you to beat it. Fuck that, get your own nigga, don't ask me for shit. That's what I did. Now they all asking for hits. Nigga, it's on. For the simple fact, I let it be known. We still fly, but separately, cause now I charter my own. Come on. Propellers, good fellas. Leave all them player haters jealous. Billboard charts should tell us they can't touch us. Why niggas bring the ruckus? Because release date's bigger than Mandela's, motherfuckers.
Dog years the motherfuckers don't share. I try to bring you life, but motherfuckers won't dare. So I travel with the barrel, with the chrome, with the lead. Cause when it's on, then it's on, the shots flown through your head. I've been rich, I've been poor, I've saved and blown bread. Some say I've been here before because of the way I zone. Some say Jigga's zones like the falling of Rome. Reoccurring, that he thinks like that cause he's observant. Won't be known till I'm gone and niggas study my bones. Mentally been many places, but I'm Brooklyn's own. In the physical, unseen like a lost body. In fact, my thoughts don't differ much from that of God body. But it's the all shoddy that got cats likening me to the mob's John Gotti. Rap dudes fighting me cause I got it locked like the late Bob Marley. Pardon me, y'all, the great Bob Marley. Solemnly we mourn all the rappers that's gone. Niggas that got killed in the field and all the babies born. No, they ain't fully prepared for this new world order. So I keep it ghetto like sunflower seeds and quarter waters. You walk them through it, you know, talk them through it. Know these beats is more than music whenever I talk to it. Destined for greatness and y'all knew this when I doubled the pie. Had the shorty and the girdle coming out of BWI. And I hated algebra, but I love to multiply. And I told my nigga Big I'd be multi before I die. It's gon' happen, whether rapping or clapping. Have it your way, cause if that's my dough you're trapping, I'm clapping your way.
To see people up on it. Flipped two keys in 2 weeks and didn't flaunt it. My brain is haunted with mean dreams. GS's with BB's on it. Supreme schemes to get richer than Richie quickly. Niggas wanna hit me if they get me. Dress my body in linen by Armani. Check it. My lyrical carjack make your brains black. High caliber gas is all I fuck with. Now peep the rough shit in my circumference. Mad bitches with mad Lucci. Bulletproof vests under their coochie. Spitting my Uzi. Don't lose me. My trigger niggas represent. Driving dirty in J30s. Getting bent. Enter my hit hoes. My murder mommies. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. While you still killing niggas with Panani. Like Honey and Cyrus up in Cyprus. Fuck you raw. You're on the floor with the virus. While I just sling coke. Smoke pounds and choke. Got lawyers watching lawyers so I won't go broke. Now check it. Them country niggas call me Frank White. I'm squirting off in my loft, of course I know my shit's tight. Sunrise, open my eyes, no surprise. Got my shorty flying in with keys taped to her thighs. With all the utensils to hang my china thing. She half black, half oriental. 86, she got me rental. This situation ain't accidental. What? I brought from a dumb Jesus back.
These ghetto streets.
Hey, Memphis, Tennessee, where y'all at?
Hey.
Yo, bro, this shit drop, bro.
This is Drake's song. This is the one let niggas know. This is Drake's song right here, y'all.
Man, this is Tennessee song.
Tennessee song, Drake song, whatever. Whatever you want to call it.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Hey.
ain't gon' lie.
We gon' see how hard it ride. I get rest to go outside and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side. Niggas acting like we tied.
I'm about to pour the whole table down.
But that boy Dre think he in the club right now. This boy thinking about where he was at last night.
Bro, that shit crazy. That song crazy. Shout out to Tay Keith, bro. Shout out to MT, bro. We went to MT together.
Yo,
that nigga, yeah, he's putting out some shit. He got some shit coming out with Black Youngster. Yo, that nigga is, yeah, that nigga's hot as fish grease right now.
Yeah, man.
And Drake just increased that shit by 1,000.
Straight up.
I love it. I love it.
Y'all fucking with that, though?
I love it. I love it.
I ain't fucking with,
Black Boy JB.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with his verse though, but I mean the beat goes stupid, so it's all good.
Yo, I said, man, that Drake should just added a second verse in.
Right, except for, let it be Drake's song.
But hey, you know, to each his own. It's man. Not blasphemy.
No. Mm-mm. Black Boy JB's from Tennessee. I don't care.
Hey, I support him. 100%.
I support. That don't mean I got. That don't mean I can't be truthful about the. I don't
care
the work.
I don't care what it sounds like.
I support him 100%. 2 Chainz dropped some shit.
Do it for the hood, nigga. Bro.
2 Chainz dropped some shit.
What, 4 songs.
Little EP. This the joint with YG and Offset.
I think Lamborghini something. I think
Lamborghini truck.
Yeah, that might be my favorite.
Wow.
Nah, it's hard because he shot out everybody in Atlanta, so I think that was kind of like a tribute track.
To university, I pull it up in Mercury.
But 2 Chainz always comes. You already know what you can get from 2 Chainz.
Right. He consistent.
2 Chainz gonna be hot till he's 68.
He already 60.
Bro, it's crazy because most niggas when they get 2 Chainz age, they like, oh, this nigga old. It's time to, you know, get this nigga out the game. But this nigga, he only get hot. You know what I mean? He keep pushing.
Hey, but they did. His squad did lose in the All-Star game.
Got Smitty-X.
Matt
30 ball.
Snoop had 25 boards.
Snoop went
and 5 blocks.
Snoop looking like Joel Embiid out there. Joel Fareed or some shit.
Y'all know Snoop got a gospel album coming out.
Swear to God.
Yeah, we
go. Damn. That's all I think about. He got a whole gospel album coming out called Bible of Love.
What?
No lie. It's on special and everything. Live recording.
Only Snoop, bro.
Right.
Only Snoop. Kodak put some shit out. Y'all seen
this song,
that?
Yeah, this song hard.
So what's it called? Heartbreak Kodak? HBK?
I just want y'all to know Kodak, he one of my favorites.
One of the new rappers or just period?
I'm not even a Kodak fan, but this song is hard.
Yeah. He the new Boosie.
Okay. I ain't even mad at that though. He the new Boosie. I ain't even mad at that.
I'm not mad at that, actually. I just don't like
him. And Wayne snapped this shit.
Oh, yeah. Wayne getting back in that groove. He on that lane again.
Well, Wayne catch that one little flow I like when he low-key, you know, he come on smooth. Like, ain't too many niggas fuck with Wayne. Like
Wayne metaphors has never, like, fell off.
Never went
like, his metaphors has been there the whole time.
Right.
What about
then, fucking...
You got
Nipsey put out some shit.
You gotta drop
that's
the Nipsey.
That's what I was hoping that we was gonna talk about this Nipsey.
Hold on,
man.
Bro, this song right here, y'all. Hey, he called what? Double up?
Double up with featuring Belly and Dom Kennedy.
Yo, this song right here is a complete and totally vibe. So, like, we wake up in the morning, y'all. I just want y'all just to, like, pray to God, do whatever you do, and then put this on. Let me tell me how your day is after that, because this song is that slept.
My thing, my thing, Nipsey Hussle has come a long way.
He put in work.
He put in a lot of work.
Independent work, too. Independent work.
Underground work.
Yeah. And he's been studying. He's been doing his homework.
That's why he got so much respect in the game, because, like, he been pushing this independent shit, like, by himself.
But he doing more. He doing more than just music, though. You know what I'm saying? He's building out there in Cali.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see him getting the recognition from the fan base.
Don't get it twisted, though. He's been that nigga for a minute.
He's building, like,
I'm talking about from the fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean,
like,
he always got love.
I saw a lot of people was super excited about a Nipsey drop, and that was I was happy to see that.
Yeah, I'm always, yeah, Nipsey. I've been rocking with Nipsey.
Hey, is he still with him and Lauren Lennon still together? Like, what the hell they got going right now?
Nah.
He back with his baby mamas.
I seen him at the I seen like where they had broke up. Then I had seen him at the game, like on the shade room.
I ain't seen them.
Yeah, you know they don't mean shit nowadays.
No, they just at a game, just pulling right after the breakup. It wasn't even like a week. I don't
ask Janae Aiko, you can go to basketball games. It's just friends.
We not talking. Hey,
there we go. Ask Janae Aiko, you can go to games.
No, no bad talk about Janae.
I'm just telling you what she said.
Talking like Janae Aiko is fucking Michael Jackson.
You acting like she a hoe.
Whoa.
And you acting like she a hoe. So what's up? Because she completely not.
Hey,
I mean,
well, it's all in a whole. I don't know her bedroom, but I don't.
Listen.
Do you know her personally? Like, right, because I'm kind of confused because she was married and with somebody else. Technically,
right. Hold on, and she straightened that up though. She straightened that up. She told y'all the deal. She told y'all the deal. I gotta read the interview.
You ain't never been lied to before. You ain't never had a girl lie to you.
Hey, we ain't talking about my heart. We talking about day heart, y'all.
When it comes to her, Georgia Smith, and the chick, the young chick from Blackish, he'll die for them.
I'd be on Jerm case until she was 18. I'd be like, bro, you're a pedophile.
Bro. Hold on, it still makes me uncomfortable. Hold on, pause. Let me tell y'all about y'all. It wasn't even a sexual infatuation. Right? It was more of her aura that I like. In her interviews, her presence on the mic, just what she got off in the world, I like. So that's what attracted me to y'all. No, that she's beautiful is just a whole different sort of concept. But
I said
some real shit. Go back and listen.
You say it's her aura and it has nothing.
It's like what she brings out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people just attracted to them.
Jeremy,
like, I can't help
only
it.
Only got one
she
thing to
just
say.
Just turned 18 the other day.
She's been out here for like years.
But
though.
She just turned 18
the
other day.
It wasn't a sexual thing.
Jeremy, only got one thing to say in it.
Why the fuck you lying?
Hey, shout out to Yara though, but for real, man. He doing big things. Bonus is a hit, y'all. Like, man, this girl, she's
stop hard. Your fucking lying, John.
Hey, these women lie, bro.
Oh yeah, women lie for sure.
I think Janae Aiko is lying a little bit.
She probably was lying. I don't know. She might have been telling the truth about there was no fucking and sucking going on, but. Come on now, y'all don't think bitch ain't hit. Maybe not that night, but I mean, of course he's hit now. But
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying.
Maybe not that night. I don't know. Man,
let's get into
this is another joint I've been fucking with. Kaz put some shit out.
Yeah.
He's like J. Cole, he's boring.
Relax. He put this joint out with J. Cole called Zendaya.
Boring.
It's a couple tracks on there. He got tracks with K-Dot, Currency.
He's dope. He's a great lyricist.
He's dope.
He's very dope.
This is the one that was with
this song is hard as fuck.
With Drake. He got a song with Drake from back in the day.
I'm hypnotized to not like music that's just solely focused on lyrics.
Okay.
I need a balance of like lyrics, bounce.
I don't need that. I need just good music.
I need a balance.
Either way,
it's cool if you're giving me good music, but it's cool if you're giving me good lyrics. But like if I'm not having fun listening to your music, that's just me. Everybody's ear for music is a little bit different, and that's why it makes room for there to be so many artists, because everybody's taste is different, and that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you dropping the tape, Dre?
Hopefully next year.
Bet. Yeah, I didn't even know that. How's he part? Baby?
Just wait on it. I'll be waiting on that. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, man.
Well, all right, man.
We're gonna be singing on there.
Yeah,
too.
That's all the new shit that's dropped the past couple weeks that I'm really fucking with. Let me get into one more joint, and I'm going to get into this week in hip-hop history, and then we're going to go into our top five, man. We got a tough top five this week.
Sweet. Too many.
Another one. We got another fucking tough top five this week. So, man, let me get into this quick little minute and 30-second joint while we get ready for that. This is Northside Gentilude, Tim Gent. Another Tennessee artist I've been fucking
Tennessee
with.
Tennessee kids?
He from Clarksville, actually. Been getting some big placements. So, let me play this joint.
We on a highway, cruising on the north side. My brain picturing impossible. Hey, fuck the maters, my nigga. We got a lot to do. Hey, fuck the maters, my nigga. We on a highway, cruising on the north side. My brain picturing impossible. Hey,
fuck them haters, my nigga, we got a lot to do. Hey, fuck them haters, my nigga.
Hey, we jumping out the window, blowing out the endo, looking for the profit. Tell your hoe to stop it, stop. A little juice on the ride, make use for the twide, make moves for the squad.
Cruising on the north side, my brain picturing impossible. Hey, fuck the haters, my nigga, we got a lot to do. Hey, fuck the haters, my nigga, we on a highway. Cruising on the north side, my brain picturing impossible. Hey, fuck the haters, my nigga, we got a lot to do. Hey, fuck the haters, my nigga.
Yeah, that was Tim Gent, Northside Gentaloo. Some dope shit off his mixtape, Clarks for Nights. Go check that shit out. Yeah, man, we're going to just hop straight into it. This week in hip-hop history, we've been gone for a couple weeks, so let me cover, like, the most, like, notable shit that we missed in the past couple weeks. Let me start off with a quick birthday. The legend, the god, Cam'ron. He had a birthday the past couple weeks.
What's up?
42.
Hey.
The camera might be the coolest rapper outside of like Snoop and Wiz that might have been ever. Like, that nigga.
He was Jiggy.
ASAP
got hand above ASAP, though.
May Wave. Nah, he's. Nigga, who you think inspired ASAP?
I mean, dude? I know. ASAP said that, but I don't mean he got to be above him because you inspired him. He can take over.
Most fun nightcap I ever had was listening to that song.
What kind of nightcap you talking about?
Just know that song was playing.
All right. And what else is happening this week in hip hop history? We're going to celebrate a couple lives that might have passed away, that passed away some years ago during this week. First off, let's start with Jay Dilla, one of the best producers ever.
Ever.
He passed away. That's a, that was a tragedy, you know, gone too soon. And then we also got another legend. I'm going to play this joint. And see, y'all know who this is.
Oh yeah,
you're my darling, darling love.
Yeah. He put you in the vibe just off rim, bro.
Yeah. Darling, this joint right here. Rest in peace to Big Pun, man. Gone way too soon. He would have had some joints, bro.
Yeah.
Big Pun would have had some joints.
He put a lot of people on too.
They yeah. Terror Squad.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to hear some Big Pun music at La Morena this summer.
Man, La Morena.
I'm coming for that.
Shout out to Dykeman, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dykeman.
I just want to experience it. I heard so much hype man, about
so
it. Y'all.
So
shout
crazy,
out to everybody at Dykeman.
What's crazy? Let me put this out here for any of my non-New York listeners. If you come to New York in the summer, it is a responsibility of yours to go to La Morena.
100%.
We coming.
It is a responsibility for you to go to La Morena 100%. On Saturday, enjoy that day party vibe, and just have a blast. Just let the experience take you away.
Got you.
The whole scene, even the little strip going
it's
to La Morena.
Sure.
You been?
Oh man, what I live there.
In comparison to Coachella, what's the difference? For us West Coasters.
Man, well, that's like a whole different environment.
Yeah.
Coachella is like an ecosystem of,
yes.
of magic. But I will say that, like, you know what I'm saying? La Morena is just like, it embodies everything that you want, that you think of when you think of New York in the summertime.
Got
you
it.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what it is.
But it. It's exactly what it is.
Without the rooftop involved.
Yeah.
Which usually after La Morena comes a rooftop.
Big facts.
you can make those moves so quickly in the summer. You be at La Morena partying, right. You be at a bar, and then you on a rooftop.
Exactly. Yeah. So let me get into some classic joints that dropped this week some years ago.
Black Panther. Music, my bad.
This nigga plugs Black Panther.
Hey, I respect. Like I said, I respect him all here for it. I respect that. Y'all go watch Black Panther though, for real.
I cannot.
We talking music.
I can't wait to go to Wakanda.
Hold on, pause.
Be so woke.
The soundtrack was dope.
Yeah.
The soundtrack was incredible. The soundtrack was incredible.
Kendrick all on that thing. TDE.
Why is Isaiah not on the soundtrack?
Well, the whole TDE is not on there to his defense.
Isaiah's not on that on the soundtrack or the tour.
Lance Skywalker. Who else is not on there? Sir is not on there. So there's some artists that's not on there.
But like I'm just saying, he's not on the tour.
I don't know. I ain't got no inside information.
TDE kind of reminds me of Young Money. It's a lot of people, but it's only a couple people that's actually relevant.
Right. There's only moving shit. Yeah, for sure.
Isaiah's definitely relevant.
Oh, 100%. But,
Tennessee Kid.
Yeah, 423.
I just don't understand. Like,
he's hard. Isaiah's hard.
Like, maybe they got his own project that they pushing. They gonna push.
I don't have any.
Yo, Zay, if you hear this right now, come on the podcast. You know, just hit us up. You know what I'm saying? You let the world know yourself. B.
Straight like that. A classic drop. One of the best, arguably one of the best hip hop R&B albums dropped this week. Yeah,
I just watched a documentary about this. It's crazy.
Lauren Ben Woke is the 90s.
Man.
The 80s. Yeah, the score. The score dropped, man. Fugees, classic shit. This dropped in 1996.
So
it's just very upsetting to know what happened between Lauren Hill and
that's
Wyclef.
What it, yeah,
man.
You know that whole falling out between them.
That was some great epic shit.
But we wouldn't have got the Miseducation of Lauren Hill on that capacity if they didn't fall.
That's
out
true,
like that.
But we didn't get nothing after
because Lauren Hill's she made a statement.
She tried and failed. She tried to make a comeback like 2003. I was just watching a documentary about Lauren Hill, bro. She felt like ever since then she's fell off. I don't know what it is, but like she's the best. Hey, that's the best. That's probably my best favorite overall tape though.
I mean, like Miseducation of Lauryn Hill for her was like, I'm about to show Wyclef that I can outdo him in this music shit.
But what happened?
I don't think she can.
It was like
Wyclef is so talented.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Like, you remember when we went to that party and they was playing all the songs that he the songs that he actually produced.
He's a beast, bro. Another classic came out. We used to actually talk about them earlier with the homie Steve. Wu-Tang.
Let me catch. You ready?
They dropped the cream shit in 1993.
We was talking about who was Staten Island's claim to fame.
Yeah. He started naming wrestlers and shit. I'm like, nigga, fucking Wu-Tang, nigga, what the fuck? The biggest niggas they ever touched, you know?
Who else would we say? Mac Wiles.
I was like, yo, y'all niggas is out of pocket right now. I was in the whole other room, nigga. I was like, y'all niggas is out of pocket.
Wu-Tang, I guess Wu-Tang.
Niggas is out of pocket, bro.
Right. Yeah, shout out to
all 9 niggas in Wu-Tang and all 100 and all the rest of the 100,000 affiliates.
Yeah.
Because you know it's 100,000 affiliates.
R.I.P. Dirty.
R.I.P. ODB for sure. Gotta shout that out. But yeah, this dropped in 93. Another thing that dropped in 93, man, Pop dropped Strictly for My Niggas.
Oh.
It's his second album.
Yeah.
I know y'all feel this shit.
Let this ride.
Some say the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. Yeah. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare.
Man, this song just does something to you.
Pop storytelling is
hella inspiring, man.
It's just gonna something to you, bro.
He was way before his time.
Facts.
Straight up.
Facts.
Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up.
But yeah, man, he dropped that. It's crazy, like within a week of each other, 3 years later, man, in 1996, bro, he dropped this shit.
Hey.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Chicago, Miami, Denver, Phoenix, LA.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
London.
Yeah, bro. He dropped All Eyes on Me in 96, man. This is when he was with Death Row and shit. They say this is his best album. This ain't my favorite Pac album. Me Against the World is my favorite Pac album.
Me Against the World is definitely my favorite.
But, this is a dope ass album for sure. You can tell this one, like, Pac was like, he was really in his bag.
He was jigging in the bag
on this one. I'm gonna shift to R&B for a little bit for a second here, because a classic, one of my favorite albums of all time when it comes to R&B dropped in 1997. You know, Miss Erykah Badu. Baduism.
Imagine.
What Drake say? He had a dinner with Erykah. Was it Days and East?
Yep. She had tea for me. Well, Yeah, this one, one of my favorite R&B albums of all time, bro.
Apple Tree.
Man. Rimshot. Other Side of the Game.
Slap.
Four Leaf Clover. Man, it's just like, there's no skips. There's no skips on this. I just, she was in her bag with this one.
For sure.
For sure. All right, man. This, and lastly, but surely not least, before we get into our top five, this motherfucking classic right here dropped in 04. And I'ma just play in the song fucking song, and the album speaks for itself.
Yo, G, you can't stop me from rapping, can right. Kenny Hop.
Man, I remember watching this.
Bro, I'll never forget it.
And watching him go through the X-ray machine for the
right. Yeah, that was crazy.
For the airplane, nuts. Like going through security. And I was like, man, that's crazy. And they had like a little plate in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. You can really hear it on this song.
His jaw, his cheeks was still fat as hell on here, looking like a chipmunk.
And this, so for those of y'all who don't know, who's been living under a fucking hip hop rock for the last 20 years. College Dropout Job 2004 this week. So yeah, that was that's big, man.
This was
one of the best hip hop albums. One of the best debut albums of all time.
This was a turning point in rap music,
right?
Because it introduced somebody who has done so much for the game,
right?
So much from just not just the rapping, production, innovation, like singing, like, you know, auto tune. The way that someone comes on a track and, you know, they use melodies, they use their voice as an extra intimate instrument on the beat.
Right.
Just he furthered his musical production by his ability to get on tracks and just advance the beat. He has the presentation of, man, his presentation of music is amazing.
Amazing. He's a genius. One of the best music artists of all time.
Like,
shout out to Yeezy.
20-something Grammys. Right. Like,
a lot of people hate on Life of Pablo, but like,
amazing album.
Epic. Who hates that?
Some people do. Some people do. But like, you got to think about how Kanye was able to adapt to what kind of music people like to consume now and still make Kanye West type music.
Right. And also revolutionize a new wave of how to even stream music
and release
and
music.
Sell music, yeah. And release music also.
I feel like that his most controversial album though is still the 808s. Like, people,
no, it's definitely Yeezus.
Yeah, I mean, I feel Yeezus might be like his worst one to me. I ain't say it's bad, it's the worst one personally to me. But I feel like LA's had the most, like, people either loved it or people really hated it, though. Like, it was no in between of like, oh, it's cool. 808s is just like, you either love it or you hate it.
808s is something special, bro.
It changed the whole game. Yeah. Like, I feel like 808s inspired the hell out of Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I admit to that. But he said T-Pain inspired him to make 808s, though.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Which then inspired Party Next Door.
Which then inspired a whole bunch of niggas.
Yeah, ever since then it was a rap.
But with that said, our top five today is top five Kanye songs ever. You got your top five ready, Jerry?
No, I don't, but I can
I'm gonna give you 30 more seconds because I skipped over a classic as well that dropped this week. I think it was 9 years ago. Shout out to Drake.
See, how you gonna play this and tell me to think about something?
So Far Gone dropped.
Yeah.
One of the best mixtapes ever.
Yo, like, I appreciate your patience tonight. Everybody know I'm a Drake stan, so I ain't gotta say nothing.
They almost won a Grammy off of this thing.
Hey,
mixtape.
It's tough to jump on the JB and do what he did to this shit. Cause him and Wayne went crazy. Even though Hov and Beanie Siegel went crazy on this shit, Wayne and Drizzy did their things on this for sure. I'm the property of October. Yeah, I'm stalling for a dream a little bit.
That's 100. I'm over here still trying to figure it out. Kanye got so much shit though, bro.
Is it at all possible that we could hear the Wayne verse? Still spitting the shit that they
shot Pac over. The shit my mother looked shocked over.
I would love to hear the Wayne verse of this.
Take probation. I don't want the TI in big vacation. Private plane, pick location. I'm going to the bank to make a big donation.
Yeah, I'm singing in the mic and shit. I'm sorry.
Stove I hunt for. But in the meantime, you could call me Young Roy Jones Jr. fighting the drugs and gun charge. Shit. Don't leave me unguarded, and I'm a cheesehead. Word to Vince Lombardi. Word to Mark, leave a snitch departed. All that blood like the red sea.
Who said something earlier about Wayne ain't got no metaphors?
Nobody. I said all Wayne does. Blood
like the Red Sea parted.
Okay, okay. I thought I heard that earlier. Somebody sheesh talking about Wayne ain't got metaphors. I better say that.
All right, where you at, John? Nerd. Can't stall for you no more.
All right, so can I do some honorable mentions, bro?
You get two. All right, I told you you get two honorable mentions and you get your five.
All right, so
let me remind you, we're doing five through two. Don't get you number one yet.
Is there a song that's off limits?
No.
Well, I'm putting Through the Wire as like, you know what I'm saying? I don't mention just because, like, we already know about that.
Worry, worry.
And then, golly, Kanye. And for number, for this next one, I love Kanye because that's just like, I feel like that was like.
That's in your honorable mention?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. Just because I feel like that's literally Kanye's personality on the track. So, I mean, like, I got to put it up there, okay?
All
right. And number five, I'm going with Highlights from Life of Pablo.
Okay.
All right. Number four, I got Gilt.
I know that's surprising, but
yeah, Highlights is definitely my favorite song.
Good song, but
it's my favorite song off the whole tape, which is blows everybody's mind. But anyway, number four, is that where I'm at?
Yeah.
All right. Number four, I got Good Life, him and T-Pain.
Great song.
And this where it get tough right here. Like the final three.
Do two right now. Save you one.
Okay. All Falls Down at number three. But you know what I'm saying? That's epic. And then number two, just to be consistent, just to be like, so I can spread the love, Say You Will off 808s.
I fuck with that song. I think that's one of his best intros.
He got a lot of great intros.
He do. All right. So you got a five, Lou?
I got a five, I think. I'm going to put this mixtape from Watch the Throne, Who Gonna Stop Me, with him and Jay-Z. That
okay.
A lot of ambition.
That surprised me. Okay, I fuck with this song, though.
Who Gonna Stop Me and All Fall Down. That's my two honorable mentions.
Okay.
I kind of like that message in that. With my five, we go five through two.
Five through two. We're going to come back around and do one.
Five for me probably be Through the Wire, because that's when I really got plugged into Yeezy and right. Kind of like, okay, who is this guy?
Right.
Number four going to be I Wonder. That shit just like, it just sparked me as an artist and gave me ambition. It's like just about being a dreamer and chasing dreams.
That's real.
I Wonder just kind of just sparked a wave in me.
Right.
And then also on that same album, Everything I Am.
I love that song.
I love that. I love my therapist. Shout out to my therapist, D. Ross. So yeah, I love that image, the message in that song. It kind of waved me out and gave me a lot of stuff. My number two would be Runaway. Let's have a toast for the asshole.
What, man? Hey, that's
for the douchebag.
I'm slick upset. I forgot to put that in my honorable mention.
Yeah, and the video,
the artwork for that video was so epic. The ballerinas and shit
at the dinner table.
Yeah, sickening. It was showing how he fucked up for left Emma Rose on the curve. So that was dope imagery for that. Might be in Director X, I don't know, but that's my number two. So yeah, that's how Yeezy has inspired me along the way.
Where you at, Dre?
Oh my goodness.
Yep. You had time too, so I don't want to hear nothing.
No excuses.
Honorable mention gonna be Flashing Lights and Good Life. And another honorable mention is Barry Bonds.
Yeah, that's solid.
And this is another hit, Barry Bonds.
Right. Number five, I'm going to stay with Graduation, but.
Okay.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. Yeah. When I woke up, I spent that
on my legs. I ain't mad
at that. That's my shit. Can't Tell Me Nothing, number five.
Amazing.
Number four.
So hard.
Whoo, man.
Right, it's hard, bro. It's hard.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go with part one and part two of Father Stretch My Hands. Cause I
number four. Okay, I can give you that.
I love that whole
concept
interlude going into bro, that song.
Everybody in the world thought that was Future.
Yeah.
That is true.
that's facts.
Yeah. Then I'm going to have to go with number three, Devil in a New Dress.
Okay.
And this is one of Rick Ross's best verses on that.
Devil in a New Dress is a great song.
Yes, that song. On that joint. And then number two, Blame Game.
I feel you right there. That's the ETSU days. Yep, yeah. Understand.
All right. So my honorable mentions is.
Hey, shout out to Kanye again because he got a lot of heat.
Easy.
Right. My honorable mentions is. All right, let me make sure I got my shit right. I got Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Oh.
I got three honorable mentions. I ain't gonna lie.
You get three, we get two.
I ain't gonna lie. I got. Can't Tell Me Nothing. I got So Appalled. with featuring everybody.
Yeah.
And I got Drive Slow.
I knew you were gonna have Drive Slow on that
got
somewhere.
To.
I knew
got
it.
To. Especially the remix with T.I. Gotta have that. So at 5, I got Through the Wire. 4, I got Good Morning. The intro to Graduation.
Freshman year. That's my joint. I woke up that shit every day. I ain't gonna lie. 8 o'clock class every day, Monday through Friday.
At 3, I got Devil in a New Dress. And at 2, I got Flashing Lights.
You know what's so crazy?
So we both had the same 3?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
What's so crazy is that a lot of Yeezy songs have been the soundtrack to some of our most pivotal moments in life.
Damn right.
Graduation was my senior year of college.
Okay,
out every morning. So it's kind of just wild how Yeezy has just been the soundtrack to our lives for so long.
So what's your number one, Jern?
All right, my number one, Stadium Status.
Stadium Status.
My big brother was biggest brother. Hey. Y'all already know what it is.
Big brother, okay. You went with Deep song for number one. I ain't mad at it. Right. That's just who Jeremy is, though. I should have just been nothing less. What you got, Lou? What's your number one?
My number one, I'd be remiss to not have this number one. Every time I think about this song, I just get a flashback of just being on the stage and turning around to a crowd of 18,000 people. In the Hollywood Bowl, and we just so amazing. I woke up this morning. It's amazing.
That song is amazing.
That song was just epic, man. Every time I hear it, it just gives me goosebumps and just like sends waves through my body. It's just about how amazing we trying to be in life. And we I just remember like being on that stage and turning around and just people just screaming behind Kanye, like just like a dream manifested.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's so surreal, man.
I'm sure. What you got, Dre? Number one?
Man, the sample from Billie Holiday.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Strange Fruit.
Come on.
Hanging.
Hey.
On the poplar trees.
On the poplar trees.
I feel that. I feel that.
Man, when you hear that beat come it's through crazy. The headphones, that dun 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 dun, dun oh my god.
So that's your number one of all time?
That's my number one. Like it stuck out so much on Yeezus. Like
it's dope. I wouldn't expect anybody's number one song to come off Yeezus. I'm super surprised. Same,
yeah, Blood on the Leaves. And it was tough. Love Lockdown. I didn't mention that one, but
great song.
Yeah.
Great song.
It's a lot of great songs going on mentioned in this for sure. Yeah. So, you know how we do. I like to say my number one for last.
We should do top 10 for Kanye though.
We should have. We may have to do that in the future. Have to do that in the future.
We limited ourselves.
Just want to say, man, I want to thank my fam, Lewis, for coming through here, blessing us, man.
Gracias.
At the Wax Room, dropping gems on us, man, inspiring all of us for sure. But yeah, man, y'all know where to catch us. Catch us back next weekend. We dropping again.
Right.
Same weekend. Plug your shit, Dre. You already know.
HalseyPark.com. Shop merch. Find culture. It's a man. I'm telling y'all,
some heat getting spooky out here. I heard
the announcement is coming.
Yep.
Tevo hates announcements about announcements.
Hate announcements about
and
announcements.
When I made my announcement about the announcement, I made sure to tag him in it.
Fucking hate that shit.
We out here winning and living.
Plug your shit, Lou. What you got going on?
At Louis MacArthur, LouisMacArthur. Yep. I got all kind of shit going on. Just catch the wave and just vibrate with me, baby.
Got you. Talk to him, Jerm's
World. Y'all don't know what it is, but y'all will know what it is in the near future, so just respect it.
Say no more. yeah, man. With that said, man, follow your boy. It's your host with the most, Tevo Jones, at Tevo Jones, at TevoJones. Follow your boy. It's my favorite Kanye song of all time, man. Going back to 04. We out.
Kanye, it's Fox, man. I'm just saying. I was talking to the girls, you know, and we don't put enough emphasis on the ladies sometimes. You know, I was talking to this girl. She was talking about the music all fast in the club. You know, she got to drink water because she's thirsty. She done danced like 9,200 songs back to back, but ain't nobody, you know, really try to find out what she feeling, like how she feel. You know what she told me?
Are you gone?
She told me. Check it out. This is what she said. She said, oh, she said she wants some Marvin Gaye. Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party alright. She says she wants some ready for the world, some new addition, some native pretend, but definitely set this party alright.
Yes, it will. It definitely will.
Drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. See you is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they lying. Got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world, she was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you bout to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross, you gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight, me and you gon' get right.
Some Armani, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but then we said it's probably alright. She said she wasn't ready for the world, some new addition, some Mary Pippin. Then they said it's probably alright. Yes, you will. Smokey Robinson, Freddie Jackson, everything. Smokey Robinson, Ashes and Sink Simpson, set the party, really set the party off right. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
On my hands and wrists while I'm laying back and smoking on my cannabis. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can take you in a mess with Kyle, man, a twist. When I shot and I be sipping Hennessy, piss on my RV while I smoke a B. You can't pick with me, put it on the G. And all this. Come with me and sip on some Evelyn champagne. You ain't no two sticking rocking like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still moving, so I bump a little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat. Dipping through the streets, bumping up a beat. And I got the heat, rolling 23. And I do it. My earth in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheets wet, listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in a daze for maze, fulfilling out with every temptation. Slow jamming, having deep sex. You ready for the world, girl? Come and go with me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't say no to me. And every note to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I'm sitting in jealousy. And when I come over and bend your ass, you be bumping Teddy Pendergrass. I'd have hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in it fast, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spit it like a sovereign beat. Come to the club with me. And with some music, come on. I hope you feel me instead of being in love with me.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.